In this meditation, we are going to focus on forgiveness. Find a comfortable seated position of your choice. Choose a position that makes you feel relaxed, at ease. Keep your shoulder relaxed, chest open. Arms can gently rest on your thighs or on your lap. Long neck. Let's begin. Now let's remind your higher consciousness what forgiveness is all about. Why do we need to forgive? What are the powerful benefits of forgiveness? Why do we resist forgiveness? We live in the world where everyone is seeking to gain the best possible outcomes for themselves. It is natural. That is how we are created. Our egos predestine us for self-love, self-pleasure, self-preservation, self-gratification. All this is part of nature. When we are ruled and controlled by our ego, we do not feel the needs of others. We do not feel compassion, love, care or kindness for others. We do not hear the cries or feel the pain of others. Such is the power of our ego in us. Everyone has this problem. It is called self-love. It is called ego consciousness. This is what makes us human. Unforgiveness arises because we feel more important and disconnected from the needs of others. We feel a sense of loss, and with that comes negative emotions. We feel a loss of support, loss of respect, loss of money, loss of security, loss of love, loss of prestige, loss of happiness, and the list goes on. All of this is natural. After all, we are human beings in a physical world with all these desires. We sense these losses through our ego. This is normal. Therefore, you do not need to beat yourself up. Everyone feels these losses too. But there comes a time when our spirit self must unfold. This is the point to develop and achieve the soul's purpose. The soul is that divine part of you. It is connected to the universal intelligence. God. The Creator. It is in everyone and is connected to this single source of life. Our resistance to our soul's purpose is the cause of our negative emotions. The soul's desire to love all humanity. When we resist love, we feel resentment, anger, frustration, grief, sorrow, unhappiness, pain, rejection, and insecurity. You can stop resisting your soul's purpose. You can surrender one step at a time to your soul's purpose. You can free yourself from the trap of the ego. Forgiveness offers you this opportunity. As you forgive, you leave the domain of lower physical consciousness. You move into the domain of your higher consciousness, unconditional love for all. Your physical losses transmute into spiritual gains. You can make this journey home to the source of life. You become free from the trap of negative emotions. The signal for change in your life. This is your time to blossom into wholeness, perfection, and soulfulness. This is the time to heal your wounded spirit and become whole. This is the time to embrace the gift of life and all its eternal treasures. Take this moment as a precious time to reconnect with your past. Reconnecting to heal it. And forgive what or who hurt you. Take a long, deep breath in. And long breath out with a sigh. Don't be shy to use your breath. Take a long, deep breath into the nose. And a long breath out from your mouth with a long, liberating sigh. Once again, now make the most of it. Take the longest, deepest breath you take in all day. Deep breath in. Long breath out. Wonderful. Start noticing how you feel. How you are tuning into with the power of your breath. Feel how you are now, present, here and now. Committed to the present moment. Most of the time, when we have to deal with our past, we tend to shut our emotions down. We try to ignore our past. We try to leave it all behind. In order to live your best life, you need to focus on healing past emotional traumas. You need to make amends to it. Acknowledging the emotions, the feelings, the experiences. Be aware of how your past hurts. Even now. Even if the moment, the person, the event that created all this sorrow, this pain, and the discomfort you feel are all linked to a remote time. Visualize when you were in that relationship you had. When you were in your teenager, maybe even when you were little. It doesn't matter how far and back in time you have to get in order to deal with it. You have the power to shift this negative energy into a love energy. You have the power to forgive. You have the power to heal emotionally and spiritually. You can do this by prayer. You can call on the one source of life to heal the emotions you feel right now. This source is the healer of all spiritual defects and the emotions that come with them. Now call upon that source to heal these negative energies. Focus on the first situation or person showing up in your mind when dealing with a past wound. Be sure you are comfortable to do this. When dealing with a sensation of absolute bitterness and resentment over something or someone. Don't force yourself to change this. Accept this instead. There is nothing wrong in having this kind of emotions, in having these wounds. Bringing them to the surface is the very first step you should take in order to create a happier, brighter, positive life. Maybe you shut these emotions down because of social masks needed to keep going. Maybe you tried to hold yourself back from speaking your mind and telling your truth. Maybe you were too afraid to stand up for yourself or not experienced enough to deal with it. Whilst they lay buried inside your subconscious, they are creating unhappiness for you. It is time to let go and be free of the past. It is time to heal and become a higher conscious person you were born to be. It is time to be loved and compassionate to the offenders. Now it's finally time to make it. You've got this. Focus on your bitterness feeling towards a person or situation. Visualize it like a very big ball. In this ball, you gather all the emotions, all the wounds, the sorrow, the pain. Consider it as an inner container. There you can release the emotions through your intention and prayers. Now bring your palms at your heart. Feel like a heat coming from within. Take a deep breath into the nose for 1, 2, and long breath out for 1, 2. Again, take a deep breath into the nose for 1, 2, and long breath out for 1, 2. Say out loud, I choose to let go. I have the power to let go. I am connected to the source of life. I forgive unconditionally. I am ready to emotionally and spiritually heal. Feel a sense of freedom and relaxation taking over. Imagine that heat as a bright light. You are ready to forgive and forget. You are ready to create blank spaces within your heart to cultivate amazing seeds for a blooming new future in the name of forgiveness, love, and peace. See how you were able to create this bright light. At first, it's like a soft, gentle light, but at each mindful breath you take with this renewed perspective, this soft light is getting bigger and bigger. Take a long, deep breath into the nose. Visualize a waterfall of positive energy filling your heart, filling you with life and love. And exhale out of your mouth. See these feelings spreading all over, starting from your heart and spreading to those around you, to your past, to your present, and your future. Bring your palms to the third eye and bow to this precious moment of letting go and forgiveness. Namaste.